Jennifer, welcome. You're NPR's new China correspondent. How do leaders and people in your region see the changes of the past year?
Well, to set the scene, Chinese officials have always painted America as a hegemon, a bully, a paper tiger, and a hypocrite. So if we look at trade, for example, which has been the biggest sticking point between the U.S. and China this past year, China's rise over the past four decades has been largely thanks to American consumers buying Chinese goods and also American businesses coming in to invest, setting business standards and passing on their know-how. And for the U.S., it seemed like it was going fine when China was manufacturing American-designed iPhones, for example, or cheap shoes. Not so fine now that China is leading in, you know, future tech. And suddenly, they say Americans are calling it, you know, China Shock 2.0. So they're always consistently pointing this out, especially in the Chinese state media. So there was recently this music video generated by AI that was mocking U.S. hypocrisy, reposted by the Chinese embassy in the U.S. on X. It's a cartoon American eagle dressed in a suit representing America singing. And he says, you know, when we lead, meaning when America is leading, it's called progress. But when China does it, oh, that's overcapacity.
Yeah, let's hear it. When we lead, it's progress. Wow. When China leads, it's overcapacity
now. Built it better, built it cheaper, built it fast. That's the part we can't get past. For people on the ground, I think there's been a bit of mixture of both amusement and maybe worry that this world is kind of feeling more surreal. There's a return to the law of the jungle. You know, America just does what it wants. Basically, it's a free-for-all. The law of the jungle is what they keep saying. Same time, though, I would say on a human level, the people that I talk to quite a lot, if they can afford it, they still really want to send their children, or they themselves want to study in the U.S. For college.
Mm.